102.3 Proclaim FM. Good morning. Happy Wednesday. It's Rebecca, Christina Rodriguez of Mom's House.
Hey.
Co-host today. Room full this morning from Team Recovery. We have the founder of Team Recovery, Matt Bell. We have the president of the board of directors of Team Recovery, Juan Duarte. We have heard both of their personal testimonies this morning. Don't worry if you missed it. We're recording it. And this has been amazing so far. I wish we had more time.
Oh, my gosh.
I wish we had more
2 hours
time.
Two hours next time.
So brief recap, and then we'll lead into our next part
of the
conversation.
So we heard from Matt and the founder who just talked to us about his amazing testimony and how he got to where he is. And I'm still stuck on the whole, his first addiction was approval. There are so many people right now walking through that right now, that space. And to know that that could lead to that. I think it's super cool and important for people to hear that and the power behind that. And Juan talked to us about his testimony. And so we're on the edge of our seat because he went to the actual class or the
FAD, Families After Addiction or Death meeting.
There it is. And with his mom. And now he's going to finish that out and talk to us about Team Recovery and how this amazing thing has started and where we're going.
Yeah, yeah. So between the time period of December, like December, early December to February 16th, when I ended up at FAD, was the worst time of my life. Yeah. But December 16th rolls around, and my mom had been going to FAD, and I found myself in one of those seats, super ashamed, had no clue where I fit in life, ended up in a room full of 144 family members at our family support group meeting, working through their grief, working through how to be in a relationship with a loved one. And at that meeting, we heard the testimony of family members that, that really had the worst case scenario of addiction, losing their kids and loved ones. And I remember looking up at Matt and all the other members of Team Recovery and just being like, I want to be there. I want that for me. And I was rough. I mean, nobody thought I was staying sober. Matt, my mom, nobody. Nobody. I was in bad shape.
You were impossible,
shape.
Huh?
I was in bad shape, truly, truly. And I stood up. I stood up at that meeting. I raised my hand, and everybody was kind of like, what's this guy going to say? You know, and I just dumped it. I said, look, my name's Juan. I'm a drug addict. I'm high right now. I want help. I'm a liar. I'm a manipulator. I just want help. Please help. And on that day, they took me in the hallway, and they extended their hand and said, we're going to help you. And in my heart and in my mind, I was always going to end up in the seat I'm in right now.
Yeah,
I knew that these were all my best friends from that day on. That's and there was nothing anybody could tell me otherwise.
Wow.
I was a member of Team Recovery that day.
When did you when did you officially meet Matt?
That day.
Oh, you did meet him that day too.
Yeah. And it's hard, right? Because a lot of people sound really good when they're talking, and that's what Matt will say a lot too. I'll let him touch on that if he wants to. But for me, I just felt it in my heart. I'd never been in recovery. This is my first time getting sober. Seven and a half years later, I'm still going, you know, God willing, I'll continue to do that one day at a time.
Yep.
But, you know, everything from that day on changed. I had one of those experiences that, changed me immediately. God jumped into my heart and my whole lens was cleared up. And, I've always been and still am so inspired by Matt. He's my best friend, you know, and he's my best friend.
Now you work alongside him.
I love
him.
It. You
could
feel it. You could feel it between them.
Matt, do you like Juan?
He's all right.
Check the box.
No,
yes or no.
I love him to death. I love him to death. It is funny because, you know, it takes one to know one, you know, and when I just remember him coming in and I saw his mom listening to this guy next to her who was grieving the recent loss of his child. I mean, just there's no words to explain how like I have kids and the thought of burying your own kid to addiction is something that is like I just can't conceptualize it. I can't wrap my head around it. And that's what this guy was going through. And you could see Juan's mom saying, oh my God, that's me. She was planning Juan's funeral in that room. She was the tears. She wasn't like sobbing, but tears were just like steady flowing out of her eyes. And she knew, like she knew that her son was going to die very soon, and that she was going to be that guy in a meeting talking about how she lost her son. And and then you have Juan stand up and like just like I did, you know, multiple times for a decade. I'm sorry. I'm not going to do it again. Blah blah blah. And that's what I heard in Juan. That's what I heard. And I really did. I was like, man, this guy's just trying to get, you know, one more night in his mom's house or something like that. You know, I just, but I was, I'm so happy that I was wrong.
Yeah.
I'm so happy that I was wrong and that he was sincere.
That's so wonderful.
Because I love him to death.
And now you guys work together. Yeah. And
how long did it take? I mean, I know you immediately became a part of the family, but how long did it take before you were actually like on the team and getting paid to do?
That was a process, right? First of all, I didn't get paid for what, 6.5 years, Matt?
Yeah.
It was all six and a half years work. I volunteered, you know, with Team Recovery. But the process of everybody, we're so protective over who we allow into our lives, right? Yeah. And for me, I didn't live in a recovery house. I wasn't a part of the community. So I really had to prove myself for years, you know, in many ways. It was like, whatever needs to be done, I'll do that. Right. And over time, it was like I just ended up being the guy that was next to my best friend, right? Mm. Because who's going to volunteer all of their time all the time?
Yeah.
And I understand why people don't, but this is more than just a job, more than just a thing. Like, this is my calling. So, you know, and throughout the years, it ended up being me and Matt, you know?
It's amazing.